Winspiration, the way to the essential. On UK Health Radio, Winspiration brings wisdom and information for an extraordinary future. Together, we can shape the world we want to live in. So let's get real and create the idea. Be extraordinary. Welcome to another episode of Winspiration Radio, and today with a special reflection for you. Is death the end of life? Or is birth and death, are this just events in your life? Think about it, feel about it, and when you think, well, I don't care, I guess then you don't need to listen. But if this question's something what you start to reflect or thinking, what could that mean for your life, then please stay tuned. And it's always something what is really good to reflect. What is life? What is life for you? Why are you here on this planet? And what is it what you trade your time for? But before I go deeper into it, allow me just to explain why and when and what for we created the word Winspiration. It was in the year 2002, so it's more than 20 years ago, when I learned in Germany they said at that time, 2 million kids living in families which were living from welfare. They didn't create their own money. Situation today is not so much better, and it's like in the UK, with a third generation or fourth generation also living from welfare. Before that day, I was more like, hey, if you want to do something and have success in life, you need to have the right willpower to go for it. But that day changed something in me. And maybe also because this was just a time I was reading the biography of a yogi from Yogananda. And Yogananda said then in this book, to want something, there are different stages. It can be a soft wish, and it can be a really strong desire, a strong demand I want from the universe. But the strong demand only comes if you have a picture in mind, have an idea what to demand or what really to desire. And we realized that those kids had not really pictures in mind, what they could really. So the idea was then, we need to show them things. We need to give them ideas. Because they were, in the way they was living, is so limited, and their focus were more on the survival and energy on the drama. So we decided we need to inspire them, to show them pictures. And as we were consulting win-win at that time, we said, okay, let's put the win in front, so Winspiration, because we want to inspire them to win, to grow. And only win-win is possible if both parties really want to win. And they felt more lose. They're the losers. We're thinking in lose-lose, or just if we like thinking gangs, they say, okay, we win if someone else loses. And this is maybe in the Western world at the moment still kind of idea, let them. We just need to protect us from them or for them, that they don't hurt us. But isn't it a little bit stupid? In the Western world, if it says UK or Germany, especially, or Austria, Switzerland, we don't have really resources. The best resources we have are the kids. And we don't care really how they grow up, how we help them to really grow to their full potential. And that's why we got the idea. We start a day, we call it Winspiration Day, and it was a kind of seminar day. And the first time we did it, it was the 1st of May 2003, and it was a kind of seminar day. 1,700 people showed up, and we were explaining a bit what is inspiration, what is winning, and try to teach the audience, hey, how we can grow to our best potential. And then we realized, now we're talking to an audience who were really open to come to the seminar, but we still didn't reach the kids. So this is just how it started. And over the last 20 years, we had different formats. It was the first years, always one day in a kind of seminar day in the year. Then we had it more globally, different seminars and different events on that day. We came up with the idea Winspiration Day should be an international day so that we all on planet globe here on planet Earth say, yes, we dedicate one day to really to focus on how we can grow. A kind of humans being more day. And we did it globally. We did online events, different stuff. And we slowed it down a little bit with the COVID, the pandemic time when we were not allowed to have offline events. But the idea is still there. And Winspiration Radio has kind of the same thing, but not just for the kids. Because if we're really honest, it's not just the kids. We need to take care of the kids because they're the future. But the problem is not just the kids. The problem, so much more the parents or the society. Because the kids always grow up normally in a family where they have these older people there, the parents, who should show the way and guide them. But most are in the same trap. You can't be in the third or fourth generation of welfare if you have the idea, I can make it. I can go out of it. I can live and design my life as I want it. If the parents don't have it, they program the kids. And we know today how important are the early months and the early years for the development of the brain. But in general, it's so much depending on the parents. If you talk to a child therapist, they often tell you, I don't need to treat the child, I need to treat the parents. If you go to dog trainers, they tell you, I don't need to train the dog so much. Quite often, it is more important to train the owner, because then the dog can calm down. Because if he has a wrong belief to protect the owner, he is barking and fighting and doesn't want it all the time, but he feels he needs to do it. So how can we show kids, how can we show shoes to really realize also as adults that we have endless possibilities in this world? If we not focusing on the drama, if we not focusing on someone from the outside should help me, how can we help those people who are trained to be kind of victim? That was the idea of Winspiration, and I think it's even more important today that we do this. And that's why we started also with the Winspiration Radio here, to get more of those ideas in the world. That's why we share information and the wisdom that we all can create an extraordinary life. Anyway, we will have the focus on the kids. And we are starting more and more going to the kids. Like this Winspiration Day, and note this down, the 7th of May is Winspiration Day. And the 7th of May should everywhere be the Winspiration Day, like Christmas. It's everywhere. It is. If you ignore it or not, it is. If you go to an event or not, it is. If you celebrate it in your family or not, Inspiration Day is. And for us, it's not the most important thing that you do it on the 7th of May. Main thing is that you have a day in the year, every year, at least one day in life where you, from the morning to the evening, celebrate to be happy to be alive. Really enjoy to be alive. Be grateful that you be alive. There is no good alternative to it, really. But if you do it on the 7th of May, it has a big advantage, because then if more people do the same thing on the same day, that creates a better energy. Maybe you heard about these 4,000 people who in a, close to a city meditated. And in this city at the same time, the crime rate went down 25%. So if we understand that we are spiritual beings, that we are connected with something what we don't see, the so-called conscious field, if we are connected with and understand what we think creates a conscious field. As a conscious field also, if we are not conscious enough, creates us. Then we are like a puppet on a string, because the subconscious field is created already. The culture, you're born in a culture and it just so smooth to adapt to the culture, because the conscious field is there. But we can change it. If we are conscious enough, what we think, we influence the conscious field. And then we have so-called morphogenetic fields. So we all together create an organism of a better energy field. And then there's one thing I think very important. At the moment, the news are showing us all the bad stuff, creating fear for the future. The more fear you have, the more you can be manipulated. The less fear, the more independent, the more congruent with yourself, the more you recognize your true self and all the endless possibilities you can choose to live, they can't manipulate anymore. And what if all the good movements, which all good persons, whatever you call it, ideas will be seen, because the news shows you all the so-called bad stuff, the fearful stuff. What if all the good things will be seen? And not only here and there a little bit. What if, for example, UK Health Radio is created in London? What if in the big city London, all super startups who are creating, it's green techs or whatever, super businesses for the future, sustainable energy stuff or whatever. You see startups working different together. What if yoga studio, health studios, whatever, coachings or where the people are inspired, companies, or can be so-called old-fashioned companies from the task they have, but they work different, they treat each other different, they are a bigger family. If all those good things would show up, go on the street and would be seen, you will be blown away how much good is out there. We easily believe in the bad and the fear of for the future because we are bombarded with problems. But what is a real problem? The real problem is that we are ignorant, that we don't know how much good is there in the same time. And just remember, when we think about the duality level, that we have always hot and cold, dark and light, So if there is something bad, something fearful, there needs to be something good and giving you a lot of hope and good security for the future. It's so much depending on us what we see, the pictures we have. So it's not just about the kids who just see the drama. It's even more about the adults who create the drama and see only the drama. And it's so important that we learn to live consciously and think what we really, really want to think about the life, what we really want, the wished outcome we want to have. This is so much important. And therefore, if everybody would, on the 7th of May, concentrate a full day on the good stuff, boah, would that change the world. In London is also a lady who has created the intention experiments. And wrote the book The Field and the intention experiments and tested it a long time. The more people are really focusing with the intention, the more we can create of it, like the quantum physics says, the observer creates. So, and that should be, anyway, every day, our awareness. What do I observe? Where do I have my emotions? It's not about neglecting that there are dangers out there, that there are risks out there in the world. Sure, on the duality level, you have this. But, like, think about a cruise ship. It is super good if there are life vests or the boats who can help you if the big ship goes down. But I want it, but I don't put negative emotions on it. See risks, but no negative emotions on it. We want to attract the good stuff. So we see the risks, we solve it, and we focus on what we really, really want. Then we are best prepared and best organized for fun and good stuff in life. And that is so important to train this, the kids. Remember, the first few months, years, we create the brain of the kids. And then, if they not have the right brain yet, it's tougher for them to change. They can change. They can change until old age. We know it today that we can create and build new synapses and really shape us inside. Because like, the brain is like a muscle. We can train. So never afraid it's too late. But we know also alone everything is more difficult. So the Winspiration Day is also let's do things together. And then we see it, that we have all the really unlimited potential. So, I give you 5 points what the Winspiration Day is all about. And I hope you already have it in your calendars, the 7th of May. And what if, and this year, 2023, the 7th of May is a Sunday. And on a Sunday, most people have the chance to really decide what they want to do. They don't go in the office or not, whatever, to work. Yes, some work, sure. But most have the possibility to decide what they do, how they fill their time on the 7th of May this year. So, I give you the 5 points. First, Winspiration Day is a day to be happy to be alive. And not that you need to be awake 24 hours, but all the awake time, the 24 hours day is to be happy, fully happy the day, extremely happy. And most people, when they go for vacation, the last day before vacation, they're extremely productive because they want to get everything managed and done before they go on vacation. get this, you double productivity or a triple productivity. So the 7th of May, triple, whatever, quadruple your happiness. The whole day you focus on it. No, I know it's a tough thing, but no bad thoughts. If you come, let it go and focus again on the good stuff. Maybe you create yourself a kind of focus reminder. This day I focus on. Number two, it's your personal purpose day. That you really not only be happy to be alive, but that you also focus on why I'm here. What is my purpose? What is the meaning of life for me? Wow, what if I celebrate? I have a purpose and I'm looking forward happily in the future. And you can do your personal purpose. You can sit with your family. What is the purpose of the family? What can we do as a family to grow and have even a better future? What is the purpose of your company? What is this? What is the purpose of the community? What if we understand that it's a personal purpose day, but also a family purpose day? And it is. So what is your special essence? What is a true gift you can bring into the world? And share it. We once did a party, the 7th of May. We called it a kind of future party. So you understand your gift, and if you really live it, the vision, so we call it a vision party, vision, when I live my true gift, my true self, with a gift, what can there be and who would I be in 5 or 10 years? And come dressed like this. Create a party with friends about this. A vision party, how everybody is living their best, their purpose, their true self at its best. Then, with this, you understand number three of that day is be excited about the future. Be excited because you are the part of creating it. You're sending your thoughts in the cloud, the conscious field. You're creating your environment. What you think creates the world, the collective field. And vice versa, the collective field also creates you. So the more, like in a vision party, the more celebrate this and send this to the field and excited about the future, looking forward for the good future, guess what will happen? Quantum physics, the observer creates. We create. Like I always like to say is the future is open. We together decide what will be in it. So be excited about the future. And then number four, let the good be seen. Ideally, you do something with others that others also can see it. Show it. Let other people know on the 7th of May. Maybe you organize something. You let the newspaper know. So we will have, when we do our celebration, where I take part on the 7th of May this year in Berlin, we will have press. We will have live streaming. Sorry, that will be in Berlin, all in German. So, but if you understand German, check it out. Then you can be part of the live streaming in German. But whatever you do, share it. Let it shine. And that's why we also use often in inspiration the poem from Marianne Williamson, "What is our deepest fear?" With the end, "Let your light shine." Dare to let your light shine, because that helps other people to get the courage to let their light shine. It's so much easier. And with this, number five is, it's a WeQ day. It's not just about the IQ, the me world. It's about the we world. We together create. We together live on this planet. We are a huge family. Like it's always said, we are the same. We all come out of the quantum soup. We are all somehow connected. We have all one grand-grand-grand-grand-grandma in Africa. We all come from the same source. So, if we understand this, why making other people's life difficult? Let's support each other to make other life better. I just spent 3 months in South Africa and was excited about the we world there. After Mandela took care with Don Beck, who created the book and the ideas from the Graves model of consciousness, the spiral dynamics, how a culture can develop in consciousness, they together created something incredible in South Africa, because everybody expected when Mandela came out of prison, wow, big fights and blood. But Mandela made a transformation with the country, and now it's a rainbow nation, and so many different cultures live together there. I was blown away for the nice, kind people, and this is beautiful. Yes, there's still some bad stuff. It's not everything function. But I never experienced a culture like this. The multiculti. I was excited in Kenya with the Maasai's, how they live together. What is one tribe? But in South Africa, I was really blown away, and they call it the Rainbow Nation. So what if we understand inspiration number 5, we Q, the we world as a rainbow world, that we treat others we respect, dignity, and create something together. Because we are all in the same boat here, if it's climate, if it's energy, if it's food, if it's money. And that doesn't mean that we need to hold back our individual ideas, gift. We had it already. Live your purpose. But live the individual purpose and create win-win, not individual purpose and the others need to be the loser. It is possible. Yes, yeah, so that it is. And if you got this 5 points, then really prepare for the 7th of May to live it, but you can easily understand, even if you think May is fantasy, but if this fantasy would be real, wow, what a kind of world we could live in. At the break.
UK Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
So, in what kind of world we can live in? This is what we create, and we need to understand we are creating it all the time. We elect those who run the country. We buy the products of a company. We every day decide how the country is run, what is happening. If we feel as a victim, then we have a problem. But there is never that you are really the victim. It's your belief you are the victim because you're afraid or whatever. I give you an example. Maybe it's a heavy button, but it shows that you're never, ever really in a position where you can't do anything. It was in the times of the Vietnam War. There was an American soldier, the Viet Cong, captured him, had him in prison. And what at that time was an idea of the Viet Cong is really forcing the American officers to go in front of a camera and tell through the camera the world, oh, we Americans, we made the mistake and everything, and we should end the war and everything and so on. So that an American officer said something against the government and maybe encourage other soldiers to stop the war. So just to get it right before I continue with this, it is not that I want to say something about the war is good or not. We're just talking about the situation of this individual person. In prison, tortured. Tortured and pressed, and really, well, we all know it was not a funny situation, and he knew next morning he should go in front of the camera. What can you do? Not to go for the camera. Not to say it, even if you have a different opinion about it. He didn't want to do it, saying as an American officer to the country, well, we did a mistake. He didn't want to do it. He wanted to say, well, oh, we preferred, let's say, oh, the Viet Cong is torturing me here. So what was his solution? The only thing he could do, but he never felt at the moment, I'm the victim. He was creative. Now, as I told you, it's a hard one, but maybe it shows you. Even then, you have the choice. He used in the night his time to hammer his head against the wall. So he had really a bloody face in the morning. He looked awful. He looked punished. So what then? They couldn't use him to go in front of the camera. So even in this moment, under this pressure, he decided and looked for an idea that I don't need to do this, that I'm not the victim. I decided. So I know it's a tough story, and I don't want to say something that I like war, and I don't wish anybody to be in a situation like this. But hopefully it understands, that it helps you to understand, to feel, because when you heard the story first, sitting there, what can you do? Maybe you felt also, nothing else to do, I would go for the camera. It's up to us if we see the solution. There is always a solution because that's the law. On the level of duality, where hot and cold, dark and light, there is a problem, there must be a solution. It's just by law. The question is, do we see the solution already? Are we connected to the conscious field to get ideas, or are we disconnected? And the connection is so important, and we come back to the kids. They don't see the unlimited possibilities they have. They're so narrow-minded, they're so focused on the limit. If you focus, like in this prison, only I need to be the victim, you don't see the other solutions. It's always the same. The question is, can you see the other solution? You still then can decide if you do it or not, if you then better go for the camera and not hitting your head. But you see, you have the choice. You always have choices. This law. So, I want to make this a little bit more clear, what we want to transport. I will use now an example more of the Christian world, words from Jesus as I heard it in my use in church. And I need to say, I'm not really, like I said, a very religious person in the sense of belonging to this church or not. And for a long time, I really stayed away of using the word God because I didn't like how they treated me, how they explained me God, the bad God, the punishing God. God ceases, and if you're not, God will not like you. And also, so my parents or these teachers and what do they call it, kids' church at that time, they didn't give me a good feeling that I really, really loved by God. So I understand this was their way of stories. I don't know if they didn't know it better or used him to manipulate me. Don't care. At least I said, I have a hard time using the word. Today, I start more and more to use the word God because I got a totally different understanding. A totally different understanding. And when we talk about the conscious field, maybe we can call this God. Because what is really in the beginning is the word, is the consciousness, is the idea. Everything has an idea. And we always need to understand when my parents, or still today, churches is talking what Jesus said and using his words. It was words he needed 2,000 years ago to explain something. He didn't have a microscope or whatever, or TV, or universities and scientific results. When we talk today about quantum physics and the observer decides the outcome of an experiment, we can prove it, we can show it. At that time, it was not possible. It's like Mr. Semmelweis, the doctor 200 years ago, nearly 200 years ago, decided, okay, my doctor should wash the hands. So in Vienna, he was the boss there and asked his other doctors to wash their hands if they come just from a dead body going to a young mother with a newborn child. And the mortality rate of the new mothers was extremely high. So he just came up with the idea, let's wash the hands. The mortality rate went down a lot, from 12 point something to 1 point something. So everybody could see it. But what they couldn't see, what is this with the hands? They had not the microscope to see bacteria or virus or whatever. So they said, this Dr. Semmelweis is crazy, asking us to wash the hand. And they put him out of the job. Today, especially after Corona, okay, a lot of people got the idea why we need to wash their hands sometimes, huh? So why is that good? So if you don't see those things, if you don't have the possibilities, you need to create a wording people understand. So that's why Jesus used a lot of words which people could relate better. I wouldn't say that it's always easier to understand. So one thing I want to explain with this, what I just shared before, is when he said, the Father and the Son are one. Honestly, I had a long time a big problem to understand this, because I see a Father and I see a Son. I saw my Father and me the Son. What are we one? Because of the name, living in the same family, or in the same house. But now Jesus said, they are really one. It's just one. Just the Father is bigger, he said. Okay, the little boy, the big Father, what does that really mean? Today, when we talk about quantum soups and everything, and the modern science of consciousness, and we're coming back to the conscious field, where every thought, everything is in. And we say, we are not the body, we are consciousness, or conscious agents, or whatever you call it. Localized consciousness. Like in Asia, they said, oh, there's the ocean and the drop. But if the drop is in the ocean, you can't see the drop anymore, but the drop and the oceans are one. But the ocean is bigger than the drop. But Jesus said, the Father and the Son are one. Then, he said, there is a huge conscious field. I'm coming out of the conscious field. I just choose one of the limitation, the possibilities, of the endless possibilities, which end up in a kind of local consciousness and limitation then, because then he was one, this person, and not another person. He chose male, not female, or whatever. So, but the connection was still there. If you not forget about it, if you stay connected, you still have the connection to the whole consciousness, and you get all the ideas out of it. That's why real intuition is, it gets an idea through you. And that is a big difference, and that's so problematic with all what churches did, and said, here is God, and here are you, you're all separated, and if you want to be like by God, pay for this, do this, and everything. No, what if we are God? I know that can stress some people. So let's make a short break.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
If we really dive into it, the Father and the Son are one. Then I give you another challenging thought. With the separation that the church did, there is God and here are we, and we need to pay to be liked by him, and so that's why also somehow this idea came up. Jesus was the Messiah, gone. One day the Messiah comes back. So what does that mean? If the Father and the Son are one, if the Father and what comes out of it is one, so if out of the conscious field comes something, what is like Jesus? But it's all in the conscious field. And we are consciousness. So we decide when we incarnate at what we want to incarnate, which possibility we choose. What if that is true? We are like God. If you are like God, and you would be really convinced about it, that you are God, at least like God, because part of the Son, the big God, conscious field, the Father is bigger, but we are the same. What would you think? What is it? And if you understand, you with your thoughts, you create the field. What you, or let's say, how you define yourself is how you define God. The moment people as a victim afraid, they put God on a pedestal. They need the big solution out there. If you're here incarnated now, how you treat yourself, what do you think about yourself is how you think about God. If you make yourself a victim, okay, you make God do a boss who is responsible for your shit. You create that then. But if we all understand that we have the connection, Father and Son are one, we have the connection, we can download whatever we want, then we can decide. Hey, we create a different world. We are inspired for an extraordinary future. We understand that the power is there, even if I don't use it yet. If we really get it, then it's not that we think, one single Messiah is coming. No, we all are it. So the Messiah will come means that the knowing out of the conscious field comes to you, to more and more people. This is the power we have. I never ever said it in the past before of Inspiration Day. Honestly, 20 years ago I didn't understand it. I didn't got it. Now I know and experienced more and more the power, like simple, the film The Secret, what is law of attraction? What is synchronicity? How would the quantum soup and tra-la-la, quantum mechanics and everything works? When you get this, then you understand more that it's true. With willpower you can move, but belief can move mountains. And that's what we wanted to bring the kids. And that's what we will do also this year in Berlin, because the Winspiration Award will go to the ARC. This is an organization who takes care of these, let's say, left behind kids, poor kids and everything, feeds them, trains them. And they mostly believe they have a huge disadvantage. And I will tell them, maybe you have the biggest advantage ever, because you're not going to the classical deformation system where they norm you and train you stuff which is not good for this future. Future skills are something different. And when you discover your true essence, you can decide what you really want. And you can connect. You're not the victim. You don't need to wait for the outside. So that is what we see in the world and what we live in. It's my strong belief that we all can create so much if we go from the IQ, from the me world, to the we world. Yes, there is a lot to do. And if you look out the window, it's not there yet. We are not there yet. But also, Gandhi said it, be the change you want to see in the world. It's the same thing. Don't wait till something happens from the outside. Be it. Be the change, what we want. And if we want to have kind of God-like life around us, we need to be it. My friend and mentor Bob Proctor always said, don't ask God to do something for you, what he only can do through you and with you. There will never ever be a so-called better world if we not taking part in it, if we are not part of the better world. However you see it, it's depending on us. And the Winspiration Day, the 7th of May, is a day where we focus on it, understand it, love to be alive here. We choose it to be here, and we should really love it. And our time is limited. When I give you another example, what if you have a beautiful apartment, a wonderful, you love the apartment, but you have it only for 5 years? What would you do in the 5 years? Every day to focus on moving shit, dirt, bad stuff in the apartment, fill it with bad stuff? I don't think so. You will enjoy it. You will be happy that you have it for the time. Take care of it and keep it clean. And this is how you should treat your life. Watch what is up here on your head and your thoughts. Clean thoughts. Don't put everyday drama and shit in your upstairs living room there where all your thoughts are. You decide how you treat the apartment. You decide how you treat the world. And so is the Winspiration Day also a huge training day. And you will find out when you decide to use the Winspiration Day, the 7th of May, really as a training day from the morning to the evening, I am happy to be alive. I focus on the good stuff. I see my power. I love the future. If you do this for the first time, it will not be easy. You will see how much bad stuff, drama is in your head and will show up. But then hopefully you realize it's time to have those training days that you can enjoy the 5 years in this apartment, the endless hours, hopefully, or long, long hours you have. You don't know when we leave the planet, so it will be huge amount for hours at least that you can live here on this planet. And you give this to your kids, to your grandkids, to your neighbors, to the group you celebrate the 7th of May with. And we have an incredible, super, super life. And that's what I wish for you, and egoistically also for me. Because if you create this beautiful life, we all have something of it. We together decide how the future will be. And the future can be, and that's what I wish for you. Enjoy life and be extraordinary. So hopefully some thoughts and reflections that you create an extraordinary life and that, you know, it is possible. You can do it. You deserve it. We all deserve it. Let's do it together. Create a wonderful rainbow world. This was another episode of Winspiration Wisdom and Information to support you getting out of illusions, false identifications, limiting beliefs. We all have the power and potential to be more, do more, have more, give more. Reality is what is possible in the universe, and the best is yet to come. If you want to dive deeper into possibilities of creating the extraordinary future, go to winspiration.global or to wolfgangsonnenberg.com. More information and some free downloads like the email program Dream Goals Reality or a copy of the book The Best Is Yet To Come can be found on the UK Health Radio website under the Listen on Demand and Presenters section. Join us again next week on the Winspiration Show for more wisdom and information to create your extraordinary future.